Nighttime, or Something Like It. Written by 429 Car Crash and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences. Summary. When you can't sleep, you might as well do something fun instead. Time was weird out in the black. There was a light cycle that kept them on a 4-8-4-8 schedule. Dimmed, bright, dimmed, and full dark, other than the emergency lighting in the hallway floors. If they'd been planetside within the past few days, they mostly stuck to that schedule of activity too. Dawn, day, dusk, and dead of night. But once they'd been out for more than a few days, or if they'd only spent enough time down to load, unload, and refuel, then that timeline got shifted. Roy, at least, had a nominal excuse. You could never keep too close an eye on where you were going, after all. Even the most bog-standard routes might run you through unexpected debris or suddenly be co-opted as a flight path for patrols that no one wanted to run into. Best case, they'd ask invasive questions about who they were and what they were transporting and where they were going. Worst case, well, there were contingency plans in place. Sometimes Roy figured Natasha made up new contingency plans when she couldn't sleep, which was fine by him. Everyone needed a hobby. His was monkeying around in the engine room trying to find the cheapest and most long-lasting fix to whatever was closest to breaking. And Pepper? Roy glanced over from the pilot's chair to where Pepper was flicking through account papers that she almost certainly couldn't see well enough to read. "Want me to raise the lights?" he asked, quietly so as not to disturb the peace that was so rarely found in their lives. "No, it's all right," she murmured. "I'm not really reading them." "Thought not," he said. She glanced up at him and returned his grin with one of her own. "You know we're all supposed to be sleeping right now, right?" Natasha asked as she wandered onto the bridge.
Can't sleep.
Roy and Pepper chorused in unison. "Yeah, me neither." Natasha sank into the co-pilot's chair with a barely there groan, tilting her head back up to look at the ceiling and using one foot to swivel herself side to side aimlessly. "You know," Roy said, watching where Natasha's red lacy nightgown peeked out from beneath the robe she'd pulled on sloppily. "I heard once that even if you can't sleep, it's helpful to lay down in a bed anyway."
"Yeah."
"Mm-hmm." "I've heard the same thing," Pepper confirmed, "though I think you're supposed to close your eyes for it to be most effective."
"That's the same thing as napping," Natasha groused.
"Sure. But if we get into the bed and lay down, we can pretend like we're going to sleep, even if we end up doing other things."
Natasha paused her swivel and tilted her head back down to stare at him instead of the ceiling.
Pepper laughed and shook her head before neatly stacking the account papers back into place and walking toward the two of them.
"Leave the subtlety to Tasha," she suggested, but she winked at him.
"Yeah, you should really stick to your usual obvious flirting," Natasha agreed.
"It worked, though," he protested, but he grinned at the both of them as he was dragged out of the bridge and into their shared room.
The end.